Thanksgiving, fact or fiction? Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. How much do you really know about Thanksgiving history? Gary Crawford has the story.
At that first so-called Thanksgiving in this country with the Pilgrims and Indians,
there were contests and races and other kinds of things. So in addition to the food, there was also a tradition of athletic events, I guess you could say, if you want to draw this together to the football.
That's Ann Efland. She's an historical expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, I used to think I knew everything about Thanksgiving until I met Ann. Most of us know that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620.
And by 1621, they had a harvest to celebrate, but only because of the nearby Indians, the Wampanoags.
Now, that's fairly common knowledge, but I did not know and had often wondered how the Pilgrims and Indians had been able to communicate. Well, Ann says it turns out that, yes, you had the Indian tribe there,
who happened to have a couple of tribe members who had been to England and knew English and befriended them.
Colossal coincidence that probably saved the Pilgrims from being wiped out that first winter.
So they were taught to plant corn and squash and pumpkins. So that first celebration, when they knew they would have enough for the winter, they invited the nearby Indians who had been so important to their planting to join in a celebration of the harvest.
One other misconception many of us have is that from that day on, we celebrated a yearly Thanksgiving Day in this country, and Ann Efland says no, not at all. Some 200 years after that first celebration,
there had been a movement led by Sarah Josepha Hale, who was the editor of a popular ladies' magazine, who was leading a movement for a national holiday.
And finally, Mrs. Hale's 40-year campaign bore fruit, and Abraham Lincoln in 1863 declared the last Thursday in November as a National Thanksgiving Day, a celebration of home, hearth, and food, and of course, we later added football. And for all of it, we are thankful. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Another misconception is we don't know for sure if they actually ate turkey the first Thanksgiving, only that they went to shoot local fowl. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.